If you don't know the name Tony Conrad, you're not alone.
You're looking at videotapes. Who's in charge? I'm in charge.
In the trailer for this documentary film about Tony Conrad, which was released in 2016, just 2 months after his death at age 76, he's described in big titles as a provocateur, a pioneer, a legend. It's fair to say that Tony Conrad is an influential artist who's highly regarded in niche circles, but he's not well known in the general public. And that was part of the thinking when planning began for the current show. Rachel Adams is senior curator at UB Art Galleries and co-curator of the UB and Albright Knox exhibit.
The title of the show is Introducing Tony Conrad, and really because a lot of people didn't know his work. People knew him in Buffalo. People knew him in New York City. People know him from all over the world, but he's not a huge household name. Although he definitely probably influenced things that you know about and have listened to or have seen. So it just sort of made sense to us that we should do a show that kind of honors him and shows his gallery work.
Hi.
Ian, hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing, Scott?
So what have you been up to?
Well, I'm glad we're going to talk about Conrad.
Ian McFadyen is an artist. He lives in London. I met him several years ago working on a film project outside of Amsterdam. When he learned our production team was from Buffalo, he said something like, "The great Tony Conrad lives there." Now, I'm glad our cinematographer knew Tony Conrad because I didn't really know who Tony Conrad was.
Conrad, of all the great revolutionary post-war artists, to me, exemplifies how an artist can learn by moving between media. He extended the boundaries of what was possible on the violin, with tape recorders, with the piano. He did it with film, with video, with the art installation. He did it with broadcast television. His belief that art is created not just for the community, which is an awful platitude, but is created by communities of people. He put that into practice in Buffalo.
Among the visitors to the Tony Conrad exhibit here at the UB Art Gallery is Pam Glick, an artist and an MFA student. This is her introduction to many of Tony Conrad's works.
I love it. It's like he recreates reality. It's kind of amazing.
But for some, it can be an acquired taste. Again, Rachel Adams.
Yeah, his work isn't easy, right? It's not like looking at a still life painting and loving the light and the colors and the forms that are made. You know, he really challenges you to think about what he was interested in, which is a lot of it was authority and who has the authority and what can you do with that and how can you play with that and how can you interest people's thoughts in terms of giving them something to look at and really challenging them.
And as Adams points out, humor was often a key component of Conrad's works.
One thing that I really love, which we have right here in the window, is when he was kind of a stay-at-home dad. He was, you know, being an artist. He was teaching a little bit, but he was taking care of his son. He started working with film in a way that was typical of what you would do at home, right? He started washing it, he started pickling it, he started cooking with it, and so we have some of his pickled films on display here. You know, it's a little bit different, right? But you think about it, you're like, well, it's a substance. You can definitely pickle film, you can deep fry it, you know, and what does that mean? It's still making a film using the actual celluloid. You know, there's also a lot of humor to his work that I think is really important, and it's layered in there, and that'll come out.
So on the chance someone might mention the name Tony Conrad at the next party you attend, at least I've saved you the awkwardness of not knowing who he is. For the Arts and Culture Desk, I'm Scott Sackett. On WBFO,